Welcome to Talking Shop. I'm your host, Gray Sherrill, and what the hell happened to Superman? That's your topic for today. What the hell happened to Superman? I mean, let's go back just a couple years. Let's go back to before New Krypton. Let's go back to Infinite Crisis. Infinite Crisis, you know, the whole thing is, you know, it's Superman needs to inspire, Batman needs to not be paranoid, and Wonder Woman needs to be more human. So, you know, Diana gets a day job, and Bruce goes and learns how to smile, and Superman, he loses his powers for a year. Comes back, up and away, great little story there of him getting his powers back, and, you know, slowly, and kind of showing us why we need Superman. And then from there, it branched off into, you know, Action Comics by Geoff Johns, which is one of the best runs in the character in the past 10 years. And Superman by Kurt Busiek, which was one giant countdown tie-in that never went anywhere. And, you know, sure, oh, we're doing Camelot Falls. It never went anywhere. And I can't tell you a couple years later how that story wrapped up, because I don't know. I own the issues. I can't tell you how it wrapped up. But I can tell you that Jimmy Olsen must die, and I don't give a crap. Anyway, Johns did his run. It was great. He did his Bizarro arc. He did his Zod arc. There was his, when he brought the Legion back in. And then there was Brainiac. And Brainiac launched us directly into New Krypton. New Krypton was Robinson and Rucka. I'm sorry, guys. That sucked. I mean, it's not to knock on these writers. They're not bad writers. But, you know, Action Comics with Nightwing and Flamebird, I never began to care. Those characters were interesting off and on for about a couple pages at a time throughout their entire run. I was happy when New Krypton ended and both of them were gone and not coming back. We were better off for it. Superman by James Robinson featuring Mon-El. That was actually really inspired. It wasn't great, but it was inspired. It was entertaining. It wasn't Superman, but Robinson kind of showed us that he was better off not writing Superman in that case. Not to knock James Robinson, but Mon-El was far more interesting than the Man of Steel would have been in that exact same situation. In fact, during New Krypton, the highlight of the entire Superman franchise was Sterling Gates and Jamal Igel on Supergirl, which was one of the best, it was probably the best superbook on the market for its entire run under them. Not to knock on the other writers and the other books, but yeah, that was the best one. Let's look back before Infinite Crisis now. Greg Rucka wrote an acclaimed run on Superman. I was not a huge fan of it. We had Gail Simone and John Byrne on one of the books. I can't tell you too much about it other than I don't like John Byrne on Superman. Never have. I'm not a Man of Steel guy. It also was Chuck Austin and Ivan Reis writing Superman as well. Yeah, Ivan Reis, pretty art, but had I realized that was the guy when I started reading Green Lantern, I probably would have been turned off just because I would have thought about Doomsday with a Superman shield fighting Gog. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. So, it's, yeah, Superman. There's just nothing there. They keep trying, they keep failing. There's nothing there. They're not trying hard enough because they're not trying to figure out what gets to the core of Superman. Look at the current books right now. You've got Action Comics with Lex Luthor. Ridiculously entertaining every single issue. Why? Because Paul Cornell wanted to figure out what got Lex to tick, and he figured it out and he exploited it, and he's telling a compelling story with a compelling character, and he's making a villain interesting. Look at what Straczynski is doing on Superman. Superman is depressed and emo, so he's walking across the country so that he can find America and find himself. Well, you know what? It was an interesting premise for the first two issues. And then it became very obvious, painfully obvious even, that this was going to be one giant massive filler. I don't want a giant massive filler. You know, I don't want to see Superman going to a town and stabbing some guy from beating his wife and kid. Because then I have to figure out why Superman's not doing that for every abusive family in the world. Because you really think he would stop at just one? No, this is Superman. He's a Boy Scout. If he's, you know, stopping one person, he's stopping everybody. It's the whole situation is just a freaking wreck. And then Straczynski bails on it to go do Earth One. I'm sorry, Earth One sucked. If you liked it, that's good. That's good for you. I read that and I'm just like, what the hell am I reading? Who decided to come up with a world where Superman is just like, I'm going to play football. I'm going to be every position. Then I'm going to be a scientist. I'm going to, you know, go ahead and show these guys I'm smarter than all of them. And then you go ahead and you find out, of course, that Krypton didn't even blow up on its own. They had angry alien neighbors that blew them up because they wanted their resources. I'll tell you right now, if I wanted to go, you know, I'm looking across the street at my neighbor, and I decide I want his pool, I'm not going to blow his house up to get it. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you want something somebody else has, you don't go and blow them up, because then you can't have it yourself. You got to take it. And I'm not advocating stealing or conquering or whatever, but Krypton being blown up because there was a jealous other planet that wanted their resources is retarded. And the fact that they're rather than bring in Lex Luthor, now they have alien bad guys whose whole goal is to find and kill the last Kryptonian. Brilliant. Let's have a predestined Superman, because that's what he is in this book. It was never his choice to become Superman. It was hardwired into his DNA that he would become Superman. That is fucking retarded. I'm sorry. I don't want to drop too many bombs on this, but that is one of the stupidest plots I have heard in my entire life. And I've read the Draco. There, I read the Draco. This Marx is more retarded. This is stupid. So, you know, I started reading Superman 1992 or 1993. My first Superman comic was a trade called The Death of Superman. I started reading Superman monthly at that point, and I had continued to do so up until the arc was called Dead Again, and it was just before the death of Clark Kent. I don't know why I quit reading comics at that point in time. I was in third or fourth grade, but it happened. And, yeah, it happened. But Superman was awesome when I was a kid. There was stuff like the fall of Metropolis and the clone disease and the fact that Lex Luthor is a clone of himself. There's just so much cool stuff going on in there. And then I picked it up again when I came back into comics a couple years later. And Final Night had just ended. So I came back to Electro Superman. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Electro Superman. And then not even just Electro, but Superman Red and Superman Blue. So there were two electric Supermen of different colors. What was the point? Who was that selling to? What was the point? I mean, I bought it. I was 11 or 12. And even at 11 or 12, I'm like, this looks cool. And I read it. What the hell am I reading? This isn't cool. This is stupid. The point is, I love Superman. Superman is the great American hero. Say what you will about Captain America or Batman or Spider-Man. Superman. Superman is the greatest character in comics. He's the first. He is the best. That shield is a bigger pop culture phenomenon, cultural phenomenon than anything else in comics. It means so much to so many people. And I would just very much like for it to mean something to DC Comics again. Because right now, their biggest cash cow is a joke. The best book in the line is Supergirl, followed by Action Comics. Actually, no, hold on. I'll take that back. Sterling Gates left. Action Comics is now number one, followed by Supergirl, followed by Superboy. I just want to see Superman punch somebody in the mouth. That's all. I want to see Superman fly into a fight and do something that only Superman can do. Because that's who Superman is to me. He's a superhero. He's not an alien who wanders around trying to rediscover his humanity because he already has it. He's not a Kryptonian who happens to live on Earth. He's a Kryptonian who happened to have been raised on Earth. His DNA might not say Earth, but everything about who he is as a person does. You don't grow up in Kansas your entire life and not think of yourself as human. And a lot of writers have kind of fallen back to the whole, well, you know, Clark Kent is the mask that Superman wears. No, it's not. Superman is the mask that Clark Kent wears to get along with the rest of the world. He's not Batman. Batman wears a Bruce Wayne mask. Clark Kent wears a Superman mask. Clark Kent is the real guy, despite that Superman is who he is. Because his parents raised him that way. And that's why he's so relatable. Because, sure, he's got flight and super strength and invincibility and heat vision and cold breath and can breathe in space and never die. Sure, he's from a long-dead other planet. But he was raised with our values to be one of us. And that's why we relate to him so well. And, you know, we believe a man can fly. Not because it's an alien superhero flying. It's because he's just a guy. He's a guy with incredible, extraordinary powers. But he's a guy. And I would very much like for DC Comics to get back to that. Because I miss my Superman. I miss a Superman who is just super. And I'm sorry to cut it short for you guys, but I've been wanting to get this off my chest for a couple weeks now. I miss Superman. Can I have him back now? Please, DC. If you don't want to do it, hire me. I'll write you 6 issues of Superman sometime, and it maybe won't be the best thing ever, but he'll punch somebody, he'll fight some bad guys, and he'll inspire people. He'll do, because right now, all he's doing is telling people that Superman is a downer. Superman can't deal with the stress and pressure. Superman walks across the country. Well, you know what? The country needs Superman to fight for it. The DC Universe needs it, Superman. And, I don't know. Hopefully we'll get back to seeing him soon enough. Action Comics 100's in a couple of months. Straczynski's off of Superman because he's writing his crappy Earth 1. Maybe Roberson's going to do something with it, or maybe after Roberson's done a couple of issues, if he doesn't stick around, maybe then we'll get a Superman that is super. But until then, I'm just going to keep sitting here. I'm going to keep waiting. I'm going to keep wondering, when do I get my Superman back? Anyway, this has been Talking Shop, and I hope you guys have a good afternoon. Keep reading, keep listening, and we'll be back to you soon. Peace.